Good morning. Welcome to Focus on the Community. This program is produced by the DLC Media News Center. I'm your host, Dave Crooks. On today's program, we continue to talk about the Sullivan County Long-Term Tornado Recovery Coalition. And my special guest today is Richard Payonk. Richard, thanks for being in the studio today.
Well, thanks so much for having me here.
Now, help people understand what the Sullivan County Long-Term Tornado Recovery Coalition is.
Oh, certainly. So within a week of the devastating tornado that went through Sullivan, volunteers came together in one very large meeting, well over 100 people who just wanted to help, who said, what can we do? Under the guidance of Indiana VOAD, and VOAD's an acronym for Volunteer Organizations Active in Disasters, this group ultimately formed a coalition. And the coalition itself is a model used across the country in disaster recovery and relief. It's the model used in Katrina. It's the model used in flooding and hurricanes. And it's the model used across Indiana for recovery. It's simply a coalition where various volunteers lead the different sectors that are important in recovery, from the fundraising to the construction management to volunteer management and the finances that go along with that. So the coalition formed within a few weeks, and I volunteered perhaps maybe a month later to help direct some of those activities. And it's
and your background. Turn my microphone on. Your background again is what?
So my background for a long time is in engineering. I spent 30 years in industry. But then after retiring from that, I directed the United Way here in the Wabash Valley for about 7 years and just retired last December. So to me, it was a good fit and an opportunity to help the people of Sullivan and help drive this recovery forward in the most organized, best way that we can. And that's really what our coalition is doing for the last 5 months.
So besides getting like a federal declaration disaster that the Biden administration did for the community, and of course there were some dollars being sent to help people recover, I know that the Wabash Valley Community Foundation, they came together quickly that first weekend and said, we're going to keep the fees out of it. If you want to donate, we'll figure out a way to pass out some money once we figure out who needs what. And that's kind of where we're at now. The Community Foundation has what, raised over $1 million so far?
That is exactly right. And we call that the Help Sullivan Recover Fund.
Okay.
That you can still donate to online at the Wabash Valley Community Foundation's website. And it's very important because initially many places started doing fundraising. And what was great about the community foundations, they were able to bring all those together, the United Way themselves, churches and others, into one fund.
Yeah, and people were getting confused, like which one's legit, perhaps. Is someone trying to scam someone?
So that's always the case in fundraising,
unfortunately.
Is making sure you want to know that those dollars are going to the right place.
And right.
It's also important for our coalition that the Recovery Coalition is not a 501c3, but we operate under the umbrella of the Wabash Valley Community Foundation. And that was hugely important in this because you couldn't donate to the coalition and their work and have it be a tax-deductible donation. But by the Community Foundation leveraging their 501c3, it allows us to immediately go to any donor that this is tax-deductible. And it also brings that air of confidence that these dollars are going to the right place.
So far, what have you witnessed on the ground? I mean, obviously you had people that if they were fully insured, they're probably okay. And kind of Mayor Lamb kind of touched on that recently when I talked to him. But I met people the day after the storm, you know, guy was just looking around his place and I started talking to him, just trying to get some pictures and interview people. And he mentioned that he just paid off his home last month, but didn't have insurance.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this guy's just seen his whole world blow up, you know? What will the recovery, coalition do for someone like that?
So it's completely heartbreaking, the cases that we deal with. The most important part of our work is the disaster case management that we do. These are volunteers who have to take training, a couple of days of training to be a case manager. And client by client, any impacted individual, they work with them to get their story, understand, make a recovery plan for what they have to rebuild. And you're absolutely right. There are cases that are completely devastating where the entire house is gone. Remarkably, I've been, I think, floored that we were fortunate enough to have only three fatalities, because the stories I hear from those who were in their homes when that tornado went through are miraculous for those that survived. Our hearts go out for those who were victims of this. But in the long run, when we see the cases, Sullivan was very fortunate.
The direct hit at the VFW, I mean, that's a well-attended place, or at least it once was before the storm. There were people there trapped under debris, and they walked away. It was amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Well, and I've even said in some of the public discussions I've had how fortunate we were that several thousand feet north of that storm coming through, and it would have gone mostly through downtown.
That's true.
And so, with all of that, to answer your question on, so what do we do? We immediately, in the first few months of the storms, put a pretty simple plan out for folks. First, they should go to their insurance if they have it.
Absolutely.
Once Biden declared this area a federal disaster, then it opened up the doors for both FEMA as well as the Small Business Association, which sounds like it's for businesses, but it's actually for low-interest residential loans after disaster. So those three sources were the first place to go. And then we asked folks to reach out to our case managers, because those three sources alone we knew would not totally rebuild houses. It will for some, but there are plenty, like you said, without insurance. Our statistics probably showed in that neighborhood, which is somewhat of an economically challenged neighborhood where the storm went through, we were probably close to 55 to 60% uninsured.
Wow.
So you realize, and you know, as those doing charitable work, we don't ask why they were uninsured.
Sure.
We don't care why they were uninsured. Our job is to take the donor funds and to do the best we can to help them rebuild a home.
There's been surveys over the past year or two that at least 50% of Americans can't afford a simple $500 emergency.
That is exactly right.
So when you've lost your home or it's been destroyed or damaged, $500 doesn't do much.
No, that's exactly right.
Even if you had it, you know. Sure. So, okay, so you've got some virtual forums coming up that will help explain the need and hopefully attract some people that may be either business owners or just people who are like you, want to step up and volunteer, can fill some of these voids. So help understand what these informative virtual forums will be.
So we've reached the point in the recovery process that we would start to call the rebuilding phase. Now, I know many of the folks who were affected by that would have liked to have reached that point months ago, but the reality is there are over 200 households that were affected by this storm. And while many may rebuild on their own, many will not. Our case managers had to work with each of those cases to define their recovery plan and see what the real need is. Now it's the time we want to start distributing those donated dollars in the manner that allows them to start to rebuild. But in order to make that go as far as we can, we do this in a pretty unique process that's done across the country. It's called the Unmet Needs Table. We will invite local businesses, foundations, not-for-profits. We'd love churches to come with a representative to what we call these Unmet Needs Table meetings. And each client's case will be presented in terms of what they need financially to rebuild. Now, we don't write checks to the client. What we do is we present the cases. They need X amount of dollars for the lumber. They need this much for the drywall, the nails. They may need a contractor to do septic work because it was damaged, or a roof. By inviting companies and businesses to the unmet needs tables, the expectation is when they hear that case, their hearts will be moved and understand that I can pledge $2,000 toward the lumber cost, or I can pledge $1,500 toward the drywall that's needed, or we can bring services to run the wiring in the house at a discounted rate. Or perhaps a church group can say, we have volunteers who can spend the day doing the painting inside, or some of the sheet work on the outside of the house. All of this is to maximize the community's input before we tap into the Help Sullivan Recover Fund.
Perfect.
Because to make that fund go as far as it can, we need more contributions from local businesses, as well as churches, as well as individuals.
It's sad that $1 million doesn't go very far these days, but it doesn't.
No, it's actually, I've done some math comparing our Sullivan work to the Henryville tornadoes that happened in southern Indiana in 2012.
I remember those well.
So looking at their FEMA numbers compared to ours, there were about twice as many cases in Henryville. approximately 437 households impacted, about 219 households impacted in Sullivan. So about twice the size. Henryville, between federal funds and the local fund that was raised, as well as these extra businesses coming and contributing at the unmet needs table, used about $18.5 million.
Is that right? Okay.
So if you did the math, it would say Sullivan needs $7 to $8 million. We've raised about $1 million.
Well, and that's also pre-inflation numbers too, you know, pre-COVID.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We believe that FEMA and SBA will contribute probably over $1.5 million to these households. So we've still got a gap of $3 to $4 million that we would love some local businesses to come hear what these unmet need tables are going to be about and decide and consider if they could help continuing to contribute to this recovery.
So the first meeting is coming up this Monday. It'll be October 2nd at 4 o'clock, and then the following Thursday, October 5th at high noon, and then Tuesday, October 10th at 6 o'clock. And according to your handout that you gave me, these three sessions have been scheduled to allow multiple opportunities to attend, and they should last no more than 30 minutes, which is kind of surprising. You can knock down all these needs in 30 minutes, huh?
Well, it's not the needs. These forums are going to explain how that process works.
Okay.
And it's going to let folks know if they attend one of our unmet needs meetings, here's what they would be in for. So this is a learning session for a business to say, is this a good fit for me to look at how I can contribute in my community?
Okay, so it won't be the detailed laundry
no,
list.
No, that will come at later meetings. This is to help them learn how they can participate in those meetings.
I got you. Okay, and I'll definitely push out the QR code that you have on this flyer on all of our Facebooks and when we refer to this program on social media. But the following link seems to be a t.ly/n(S)rBZ. I know that seems kind of crazy, but it's short and sweet. t.ly/n(S)r. Large BZ. Hope that makes sense, but we'll definitely get that QR code out and make it easy so you can snap that and it'll take you right to the actual forum, which is coming up as early as Monday. What other challenges are you seeing down in Sullivan right now from the recovery? Because obviously this is something that's going to take more than just a year to recover, isn't it?
That's probably been the biggest challenge entirely is your heart is broken and goes out to every single person who had some financial loss on this, and you want it to go faster. That's been my biggest challenge. How do I get this to go faster? I know those who are impacted already want to be in a house. If you're living with your mother-in-law or a brother or in someone's garage while you're waiting for the help that you need, this takes too long. Now, unfortunately, the process that's in place to make sure we're not duplicating services to maximize the use of the dollars that we have takes this kind of time. I've benchmarked us against folks from Katrina, from other Sullivans. We're not actually going slow. We're actually, as a community, Sullivan's doing fantastic. But that's still hard to hear when you're living in a garage somewhere. So for us, the challenge is to make this go a little quicker. And this next step, these unmet needs tables, we're really hopeful that our business community and our churches will come out strong and show their continuing support. It's hard to remember. This was almost 6 months ago.
Right.
Many of us, by human nature, have moved on to the next thing.
The next crisis.
Next event. And that's great. But at the same time, you're exactly right, Dave. This will take multiple years to rebuild the houses that were lost there.
We're talking with Richard Payonk. He is with the Sullivan County Long-Term Tornado Recovery Coalition. Recently, we had Mayor Lamb on this program just talking about his personal experience, especially the night of the tornado and what he saw immediately after. But now we're diving in on ways that whether it's churches or individuals or businesses can help. They're trying to reach people throughout the Wabash Valley with these special 30-minute virtual forums. And you can learn more about how this process will work. So you can perhaps write checks or either help with your labor or other items you can donate. And the need down there, obviously, money is always a need. That's going to fill a lot of voids if you've got money, right?
We talk about the three M's. These meetings, these virtual meetings, we'll talk about the three M's.
Okay.
The M's are materials.
Okay.
So we'll take donations. We have one particular volunteer who's done a fantastic job managing non-monetary donations. You wouldn't believe the people who call and say, well, I have a bedroom suite I was going to sell, but I'll just donate it. Someone probably needs a bedroom. So you need warehouses of space. We had a tremendous donation from the mattress factory here in town of Tempur-Pedic queen-size mattresses. Because you don't think about it. People have lost a place to sleep on a good mattress. But also we're hoping to have different lumber companies say we'll donate at cost certain lumber and storage. So our three M's, materials are hugely important. Money is important, of course. Any contribution of money helps us purchase the services and things that we need. And the last is what we call muscle. And that's just volunteers who will do the site. Sullivan, I was so impressed as a community and a Wabash Valley at the cleanup that took place within the first 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Down there. Absolutely phenomenal. But now we're at the same point where we've moved on from that, but we still need some of those groups, whether it's a football team that wants to come do a day's worth of painting or drywall or framing up of a house. You'd be surprised the labor that we could use if folks will just come listen into these cases and say, we'll donate our time to that. So money, materials, muscle, that's what's needed.
And again, if people want to help with money, Wabash Valley Community Foundation is managing the recovery fund for no fees.
That's exactly right.
So we do appreciate Beth Tevlin and everybody there helping make this work for everybody. And then let's see, you mentioned the muscle. I guess you'll help coordinate times and dates when that could actually happen, right?
Right.
And the material, these virtual forums that you're going to be doing will help maybe explain that in more detail so we can find out exactly what is needed and hopefully find some ways for businesses and other folks just to donate those materials and make them available to those in need.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention, in terms of the Help Sullivan Recover Fund, that in mid-July, which is late, quite a bit after the disaster, they received an anonymous $100,000 matching grant, which means if we can, in addition to that $100,000 grant, so every dollar being raised right now is being matched toward that grant.
That's super.
And there's still about $36,000 to meet the full and unlock that full extra $100,000.
So, and is this just some individual who's unnamed that's doing this?
Anonymous.
That's awesome.
So it is terrific, and it really, anytime someone gives a matching grant, that turns that $100,000 into $200,000 as long as we can raise the other
$100,000. So you got 36 more to go. 36 grand.
More to go. So any dollar raised right now is any contributed is really contributing $2.
Okay.
So that really makes a difference.
Well, in our final minutes or so, Richard, what have we left out that people should know that either live in the Sullivan County community or as we're trying to appeal to people throughout the whole valley, what they can do to perhaps continue the effort down there on the recovery?
Well, I tell people all the time, and I appreciate you having me on here because I know the radio station goes beyond what we call county lines and city limits and all those things.
Sure.
All the time through my work with the United Way for many years and others, I've always said that the thing that sometimes prevents us from helping one another as well as we can are maps, because maps lay out lines. And lines say, well, this is Vigo County or Sullivan County or Clay County. And really, this storm went through the Wabash Valley.
Yeah,
I like to tell people it didn't just go through Sullivan. It affects all of us. Now, certainly it affected those who lost a home, but those are the patrons and business people who live and work throughout the Wabash Valley,
sure,
not just in Sullivan. So I hope that as a recovery, we can make sure that the entire Wabash Valley is remembering our folks down in Sullivan. They're good people and they need our help.
And Crawford County, Illinois, the Robinson-Gordon area, do you know much about their efforts right now?
I don't know. I do know the tornadoes came through Robinson, and I do know they also have a similar coalition, and I believe they just made their first unmet needs tables meetings perhaps this week or last week. So
okay.
Similar process underway there, but I don't know the extent of the damages.
I could be wrong, but I doubt they've raised $1 million.
I would also not know myself,
but I don't think so. If they have, that's great. But I just found that to be really cool that people just started writing checks and showing up with chainsaws and other tools. And
our hearts are there when we see the damages. I encourage anyone to go Google online photos of the Sullivan March 31st tornado.
Yep.
Because you can't see it anymore.
Right.
And when you do see it and what was there and what they're dealing with, it moves your heart to want to contribute.
Have you heard that the VFW is going to rebuild down there? That was always a significant part that was hit.
I have not heard. I believe they are, though.
Okay, I heard that, they've consolidated with the American Legion on the north side, mm-hmm. but the VFW was always a significant place for not only members but other guests to hang out, and I mean, I even had a celebration of life there for my parents and my brothers. So a lot of memories there. And that was the first thing I heard the morning when I woke up afterwards, that, wow, it took a direct hit. And they even had people trapped. And I knew the Grahams, Susan, of course, and her family that were killed in the situation. So, yeah, it's just heartbreaking. But again, this is where I think people, all of our skills and your skills, we all come together and do what's best for the masses. And I think this is a great example, despite all the dysfunction and toxic political environment we see at times. This is one of those times where we're all in this together kind of thing.
That's exactly right. And it's even more amazing to me is that every one of these persons I'm working with are volunteers.
Yeah, and there's not a Democrat tornado or a Republican tornado.
That's exactly
right. We just got to do what's best to help people when they're hurting. And it was impressive the next day to see all the state and federal officials show up in that community, and Mayor Lamb's walking them all around town, and we're all still in shock of what we're witnessing. But the best will come out of people when we have tragedies, unfortunately, and that's good to know. But any final thoughts, Richard, before we wrap up our broadcast?
I agree with you, Dave. I always say that we are at our best when things are worse.
That's true.
And this is the time to be at our best. I hope businesses will come participate in these forums and hear what they can do.
Virtual forums coming up Monday, October 2nd at 4 o'clock, Thursday, October 5th at 12 o'clock noon, or Tuesday, October 10th at 6 p.m. Look for a link on our social media. But if someone's got a question and they just want to either call you or someone else to learn more about this, where can they call?
They can give a call to our, what we call is our case management hotline,
okay,
which is 812-564-1591.
He's doing this by memory, folks, so thank you. 812-564-1591. And Richard Payonk, I got that right?
You did.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks again for not only volunteering, but for explaining to the community what's going on with the Sullivan County Long-Term Tornado Recovery Coalition. Can't thank you enough for your expertise and being able to volunteer for all of this. You're putting in a lot of hours right now down in Sullivan, all for free. Not even gas money, huh?
I am not even. well worth it. Thanks so much for helping us spread the word.
Well, thank you, Richard, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.